Hello, English speakers. We are just outside of the sheep pasture, but apparently the grass here can be eaten too, and even if you are not a sheep. Today we'll be talking about some short stuff because it's Saturday and I've been speaking in Swedish all morning. But let's start by taking a big, deep breath. By the way, the big deep breath is basically to do massage inside of your chest. So it's not mainly to give you more oxygen. It somewhat works for that too, but that's not the main point. Anyhow, Gerrit van den Bossche is continuing to talk about this ADE, the antibody dependent enhancement, that we might see. It might also be that the people who are taking the vaccinations, they are just generally immune compromised because of that. So I don't see it's very clear. He is warning though that when you have these antibodies from the injections, especially from the mRNA injections, then that might make the virus deadly just because you have these antibodies. On the other hand, a lot of other experts don't really buy into this. Everyone of us, injected or not, have been exposed to different variants of the COVID. The COVID viruses. So I don't think that we are totally, you know, naive, as it's called. That is that we have no exposure at all. So when there comes a new variant, our immune system is prepared for that because it can attack the old parts of the virus that is still something that the immune system recognizes. So we'll see. More scary is that, first of all, that it seems to take half a year before the full damage of these injections are getting triggered. I don't know if there was a dog or just people.
Meow.
Anyway, can you stop disturbing me? I'm tired enough as it is. January 6 got deleted on Twitter, and this really shows how despicable these people are, and they just don't care that they will get exposed. So Jason Sullivan described this well. He had been monitoring exactly what is happening on Twitter, so he can see a tweet mentioning Trump, and then he can predict if that goes viral, and he also of course see when tweets are getting deleted, so that he can see both sides of an issue that comes up on Twitter in real time. And what happened on January 6th? Of course, Trump tweeted out no, go home, after staying peaceful. What did Twitter do? They deleted Trump and from other platforms too. And then total shits like Pelosi, Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden goes out and say, oh, Trump is so bad, he didn't tweet go home, which he did, but he got that deleted. So if you didn't want to create a false flag on January 6th, why did you do this? Of course, these criminals involved in Twitter, in elsewhere, FBI and so on. Yeah, they were totally involved. And if you think that you know that fentanyl comes from Mexico and your only source is FBI, remember who FBI is actually.
Department of Justice. They demand 34 million more so that they can
go after these January 6 defenders? Shouldn't they go after, you know, the ones who stage the thing? Of course not. They will go after innocent people just because they are saddest little shits. This doesn't even protect their power, I think. In Russia, there are some tank commanders that have gotten the Hero of Russia, what's it called? They have been given that reward. So when you use tanks, this seems to be confirmed by military experts, you can't use tanks against a modern, well-functioning army. You will run into mines, you will get wiped out by long-range artillery and by the air force of the other side. So when tanks, they are used when you almost has destroyed an army, then you can use the tanks. And also if you want to surround an army, you can attack in positions that are not defended. So when Russia now starts to use tanks, that is a good sign that there are collapsing Ukrainian positions. Russia, according to Surovikin, they are not trying to take undefended land really, so they are not using the tanks for that. So this is just another sign that this special operation is going into the end stage. If you want to read something about Ursula von der Leyen, she had 7 kids, I had no idea. And what you did maybe know is that she is married to Heiko, that is a big pharma shill, and she has done everything that big pharma have asked of her. She's a total rat, ass rat, rat's ass, whatever, something mean. And she loves to hug our prime minister here from Sweden, apparently. A Scottish detransed woman that had gone on this hormone treatments for years and got her breast cut off. She only needed therapy, and one can guess better nutrition and not getting poisoned by all these things, including the mental propaganda. She should get some money, but of course that is not prioritized in the life of the demons. Sandy Hook, yeah, their parents, because they are so badly hurt. It's not like they have gotten their children castrated, but their children got killed. But I mean, not by Alex Jones. But now they are making this into totally ridiculous territory. 2.75 trillion dollar is the new amount that they want. So now it's just total clown world. Speaking of that, we used to have empires that have emperors. We used to have kingdoms with kings. Now we have countries with someone like, you know, Jeremy Hunt. You can pronounce that in another way if you want. And the final thought, pandemic, that is just them surrounded by panic. That makes sense. And with that, hopefully you will see a dog tomorrow too, but she's just here visiting. So see you again, hopefully better weather tomorrow. And there will be live in the evening, but I hope I can get a short dog video at least.